Greetings, programs. Welcome to another fantastic, amazing reveal on the CoSG Pod. I am your undefeated champ, Reagan, and joining me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there.
It's always good.
Yeah. Always I'm good. Just going to keep feeding to it until you're sick of it, which is probably never.
But that's never. You will never get sick of that.
Yeah. Never.
I'll never get sick of anything Star Wars. Are you kidding? Yeah. All right, well, that's not true. Take that back immediately.
Right. I'll start doing like a Jar Jar.
Congratulations. No. All you get to watch is the holiday special.
Right. That's not what I was talking about. Actually, I don't want to watch the holiday. I take that back immediately as well. Yeah.
It's just the scene where the guy's like watching like VR porn. That's the only scene you get to see or whatever it is.
Oh, in the holiday special. I was like, what movie is that? I forgot. It's like Chewbacca's uncle is watching some weird porn.
Yeah, like
in the living room, like a savage. Like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
I have not seen that because I cannot make it past like 15 minutes of that special.
I watched the whole thing. I had to on YouTube just to see it. But you know what? There's this mystery voice talking.
Yeah,
I wanted
you,
to let people know.
Driving me crazy. Who is that?
Well. Hey, yes, I'm here.
Who is that talking in here?
Without the introduction, no one would know.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, clearly. They were lost for a while there. Yeah.
No, I sat through it like one, like, I don't know. It's terrible. Like, you have to take breaks. Like, you pause YouTube.
I didn't take a break. I just gave up. I mean, I thought I'd be able to sit for it. I mean, you know, it's legendary, right? You know?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
It's terrible. Like, Mark Hamill has some weird makeup on in his scene. I don't know. Actually, you probably got made it that far. That's in the beginning. But that's where they introduce Boba Fett.
Right, you get the Boba Fett short, the animated short. You get B. Arthur like singing in a cantina, right? You get the light orbs. Well, I mean, I'm forgetting another like number in the middle. There's the like weird dancing VR porn scene. There's the B.
Isn't
Arthur.
Isn't there like Jefferson Starship or something at some point? Or
yeah, maybe there's a band or something. You know what? I'm gonna have to watch it again. I guess
no, that's you're
what
not.
This reveal.
Don't
this
have
reveal to. This week is the Star Wars holiday special. I'm Omaha. I'm checking
no.
down.
No. I'm out. No. No. I'm
out. Everyone will wanna hear that.
No one wants to watch that. It's not even like a Star Wars holiday or anything. It's not May the 4th.
Life Day. You don't know when Life Day is. They never gave a standard calendar of when it is.
Obviously in December.
That's when it aired, but you don't. I mean, it takes a while for that feed to come from a galaxy far, far away. It could have been like, you know, I don't know, February 20th. That's when it could be. I think it's like our Life Day special.
Well, it's not. We're not watching Life Day. We're watching a different movie this week.
Sure, you've picked something much better for us.
I've picked a instant classic.
Okay.
That is a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actually, no. What did I say 92? Yes, 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Pretty good score. Yeah. People love it.
Yes. This movie stars Gina Gershon. This movie stars Margaret Cho.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. This movie stars Deep Blue Sea's own Thomas Jane.
Who's Thomas Jane?
In Deep Blue Sea or in general?
In general, just which
he
one?
He was the Punisher.
Okay, but in Deep Blue Sea, what character do you play?
He's the Shark Wrangler.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, Miller
doesn't
from the
help
Expanse.
Me, but
yes, Miller from the Expanse.
Oh, you know, didn't even make that connection. Guess what? Without the hat or whatever. I mean, that's he's much better in the Expanse. Much better.
Well, this was Deep Blue Sea was like his first.
It's one of his first big roles.
Definitely grew. I mean, honestly, I didn't love Miller as a character that much either, but that's for another day.
Yeah. We're talking about this reveal here.
Right. Right. Thomas Jane did this.
That's right. This movie is directed by John Woo, which I think this might be our first John Woo film.
It means I'm probably not going to like it.
Right. John Woo is good,
I know
man.
People
you
like
got some John Woo's
I'm in the minority. I'm just saying, you know, usually there's a bunch of stuff I can talk about in John Woo movies that rub up against you wrong.
That rub up against you.
Yeah.
This movie stars John Travolta.
I mean.
Come on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. And you know from our discussions from years that this is which way this is going to go. Are you sure this is the movie you want to do this week?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, it also stars the incredible, the legendary. That's right. Nicholas Cage,
yeah.
Oscar winner, so show some respect, Ryan.
I'm
You have said this movie is not good and has in fact never been good in a previous conversation we had.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you did.
I mean, that might be a little harsh. I probably enjoyed it the first time I saw it because there was a ride, you know, so that may have been a little bit of a harsh criticism, but it's not a good movie. If it's truly Face Off we're talking about.
We are.
You know what?
With that cast list, that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about
maybe Face Off. On a rewatch this time, I'll come around to your side. I'm curious how you defend it, but
I have no memory of Thomas Jane in this movie.
He plays a prisoner on the prison.
Oh, okay.
With
okay.
the boots, like he's a he's a friend of Castor Troy's, all right, and an ally. He's like a hacker or something. That's when they had the big metal boots.
Yeah, I remember the prison.
Yeah, I barely remember those new boots, but okay.
Ryan, what do you remember about Face Off? So the people at home can. You should remember everything. We've seen this movie a thousand times.
Yeah, a lot about Face Off. I mean, you get John Travolta's kid gets shot by Nick Cage, you know.
It's a great mustache during it,
Yeah, yeah. So then, he's Pollux Troy, right? No, Pollux is his brother.
Pollux is his brother.
Castor, that's right. Castor Troy, Pollux Troy. I'm trying to remember John Travolta's character, but it's escaping me right now. What's his name?
I want to say Archer.
Archer. Oh, yeah, Archer. So anyways, you know, they ended up switching faces, you know, to try to get into Castor Troy's group, but Castor double cross everybody, gets in there, steals his identity, and I don't know, hijinks. They look nothing alike. Their body shape wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
They
had plastic surgeons there.
I could go on and tell you the things that I don't like about the movie, but I think that would spoil the whole episode eventually did. And we could do a 2-hour reveal right now, just me starting to pick apart things I remember that I don't like.
I want to watch Face Off. Like, don't ruin it.
Probably just do it now. If you roll it and you just start talking about it, we'll all remember these scenes and then go.
Sure.
I want to take your face off, right? You know, like, I could eat a peach for hours. I mean, there are things in this movie.
So many good lines, I know.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Some great, great lines. You can watch this with an Amazon Prime. It's on Hulu, apparently.
I mean,
Epics. I own it, so I can get it to you guys. Don't worry.
I think I may have it, like a VHS copy in the garage if I looked really hard or something.
If you could hook up a VCR and you just went in your garage and watched Face Off like
it was some RCA my old 19-inch tube TV and just watch it in the way it was meant to be watched, like pan scan, like hair.
That'd be great. I was going to say you have to go to Radio Shack and get some cables, but there's no such thing as Radio Shack anymore.
I've got those cables. I don't know if that TV will still, you know, work when I plug it in, but...
Do you have a VCR?
Ooh, that might be a problem. It's probably a DVD. I probably have a DVD. It's probably, you know, a very early DVD, if I looked real hard.
I can send you a DVD.
No, it's all right, really. I'll find it on one of the 50 streaming services available.
Yeah, but it's on Hulu.
I'll go upstairs after we're done with this and turn on Comcast, and I'm guaranteed it'll be playing on some channel somewhere.
Do you know why it does that? Because it's a classic. Instant classic.
As much as you know this movie rubs up against me the wrong way, I will still sit there and watch it because it's just garbage TV that brings you in. But again, I don't think we want to go through all this now. This is the reveal.
Save it for later.
We're getting ready for the good ride, baby. There you have it. Face Off. See you Wednesday. End of line.
In a world where wielding 2 times the guns gives you 10 times the ammo, somersaulting dodges bullets, and diving increases your accuracy, one man will undergo cutting-edge surgery to become another man. Then, that other man will have the same operation to become that one man. These 2 men and a shitload of dubs will face each other in one of the greatest duels ever filmed in slow motion. John Travolta is Nicolas Cage. And Nicolas Cage is John Travolta. As Nicolas Cage... in Face Forward. /